And boom, and away we go. Wow, here we go. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the 6 p.m. edition of the Pete Santilli Show. It is Monday, January 23rd, and actually the girls are working in the background right now. What does that mean? Working in the background. They're doing stuff. Actually, we still have auction items going out. They're fulfilling those last ones. Ashley's back in town. They're getting everything squared away. And for those of you that have been waiting patiently, I appreciate it. Those auction items are going out any minute now. So Deb Jordan will not be joining me for this broadcast, but we have a lot of stuff to go over today in this episode. Guess what? I have our top breaking news story. There's some noise going on in the background there. I didn't know what that was about. But our top breaking news story tonight is that the FBI, the FBI agent that was responsible, the lead FBI agent responsible for Russia collusion, has actually been arrested for Russia collusion. Isn't that remarkable? Isn't that amazing? Ladies and gentlemen, it's hilarious. That cracks me up. The FBI unraveling right before our very eyes. Absolutely incredible. And there is our top news headline. Top Russiagate FBI agent arrested for colluding with Russia. Just got, you're on the blink there, Nathan. But that's okay. I don't know what that was. Huh? There's just, it's coming in garbled. We've been messed with, of course. I'm sure they figured out what you guys are doing over there, hiding out in bunkers, trying to get a stream out, and they found you. John Brennan's in your computer now. But that will not stop us because we've got multiple contingency plans. We cannot be silenced. We cannot be shut down no matter what. So that's a beautiful thing. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get settled in, and Nathan, there's bees buzzing in the background. I don't know if you know that either. I hear it. Sounds like, do you have a drone over there? Is everything okay? You don't have a drone. Okay, good. Fantastic. What a way to kick us off. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to begin tonight, as we normally do, with our top news headline. And guess what? I'm going to also, I think I'm going to open up the telephone lines, Karen. Did you open the phone lines? You did. Okay, fantastic. You know, first thing we are going to do, we're going to go into our top news headline here momentarily. Hold on a second, because we're juggling some technical things. And Nathan, I think you're doing okay, right? Are you stable so far? You can't see. You connect the bird dog. Did. Okay. Okay, so we will figure that out here momentarily. What we're going to do, actually, you know what? Before we get to that, let's see if we can't play. I want to play that one clip, Greg Reese, before we get to our top news.
Get to our top news.
It's funny because somebody online said,
there is the right wing.
I mean, right, you should see the left on Twitter.
Sometimes
I feel like I have to take a shower after I waddle around in that muck with these filthy communists. Because all they can do, they go Google me, and then they basically just recite FBI COINTELPRO crap. They're like, right-wing extremist Pete Santilli, militia-linked talk show host, says that the Buffalo shooter was mind-controlled. Yes, he was. That, on their side of the internet, they don't read things like the fact that the senior special agent retiree, FBI retiree, was actually online for 2 years, radicalizing and grooming and developing a manifesto for the Boston. Oh, there we go. I think we have it. We've got, right now, we've got KHDN in Hard Montana back online. Rhino Watch. What's that? Oh, yeah. Shoot, let's go with that. Shoot, we're going to go to Arizona. As a matter of fact, thank you very much for reminding me about that, because this week we're actually going to see the debate between Mike Lindell, Harmeet Dhillon, and Romney McDaniel. And that's going to come up on Wednesday. We're going to cover that live as it's broadcast. And then from what I understand, secret ballots will be cast. You know what that means, secret ballots. That means they're going to vote for whoever they want to vote for without your knowledge and consent. So those secret ballots will be cast on Friday, and we'll see who the RNC chair will be. Now, if it's any indication, Romney McDaniel not going to debates, that should tell you everything you need to know, that she doesn't need to debate because she's a shoo-in. She's going to be a shoo-in. So let's play that video first, and then we'll get to our top news headline. I need to take care of one technical thing that's going on here that will get fixed here momentarily. Here we go. Without further ado, let's go to Mike Lindell and his commentary regarding the RNC chair position. And I'll put that up here in just 2 seconds. Here we go. Make sure we got audio that's going to come through as well. Here we go.
We're less than a week away from the annual RNC National Committee meeting, with three candidates vying to lead the party after an underwhelming three election cycles. Now, despite the disappointing results, Ronna McDaniel, the incumbent, is clawing to hang on to the chair position, while her own Mike Lindell and attorney Harmeet Dhillon are challenging the status quo. Radio host John Fredericks pulled together a debate to be held in Dana Point next week, yet only two of the three candidates confirmed participation, and I bet you can guess who will be missing.
Lindell accepted immediately. He accepted right on my TV show outside the Beltway the other day at 7 a.m. He said, "Hey, you tell me when, I'll be there." Harmeet accepted. Ronna McDaniel says, "No, I'm busy." So let me get this straight. You can't find 75 minutes in a four-day meeting to talk to the very people that you depend on for your entire apparatus? Let them eat cake, pound sand, go to hell? That's your message.
And the endorsements are rolling in. Investigative journalist Laura Loomer, who has ran for Congress, voicing support for Mike Lindell, saying he is the only true patriot running that will not give in to the rhinos, adding she only trusts one candidate in the race, Mike Lindell. A television host, Lou Dobbs, expressing support for both Mike Lindell and Harmeet Dhillon, noting McDaniel's dismal record despite an endorsement from the former Trump National Security Advisor, Robert O'Brien, which many don't consider much of an endorsement, really. And we really liked this endorsement from a media figure named Dan, and I thought he summed it up pretty succinctly regarding Mike Lindell. He said, quote, "Dude's already risked his own company for America and fair elections." And that dude, Mike Lindell, joins us now. Welcome, Mike. It's good to see you. We've been trying to, I know that behind the scenes, you've been so busy. You've been on the phone. You've been doing, I hear you've been doing Zoom meetings, speaking with committee members and people out there on the ground. Nice. I know, because I get a lot of calls from people and committee members saying, you know, I can't get Ronna to call me back. I can't get, you know, other people to call me back. I hear reports that saying that, like in the Hill, that Ronna McDaniel has 150 of the 168 current RNC members, voting members, committed to her. It doesn't line up with conversations I'm having. How does it line up with the conversations you're having, Mike?
Well, it's not true. What she did is she went around in November, and she no one was running against her, and she got 100 and some of the 168 on. But this doesn't, they're not stuck to that. This is a secret ballot. Nobody knows who they vote for. There's no machines involved. It's paper ballots and counting. I was approached by big donors and said, Mike, will you run? And I'm going, we can't have Ronna again. I'm going, I know this. We can't have this. If you have the same input, you're going to get the same output. And we're at a critical time in our country's history. We have to move on it right now. Well, I put my name in the hat, put it out there and said, you know what, I'm going to run. And that was on November, I believe, 27th. And then about 14, 15 days later, Harmeet put her name in. And you got to get three states or territories, the majority of that state to even be nominated for this. That date's long past, so we've got that. I've got that right away. By calling around, and I've even flown and met him in person. I've been flying around meeting him. It's really... some of them, I talked to one guy for 4 hours the other day, and he's stuck on Ronna, but I wanted to learn and do my due diligence of what the job's going to take and what the problems they see. It's almost like due diligence as I've been calling these people, and not to say, and I do tell them, here's what I'm going to do. I sent them all a video yesterday, and I got such great comments back on that. But we sent out two to the precinct strategy folks who I've been working with the precinct level for over 2 years now, and they all have sent thousands of emails. I didn't ask them to all the 168, and I'm hearing from Mike, you have so much support. I've heard ones that are voting for Harmeet, voting for me. If I had to put a number on, I'd say Ron is somewhere around 70 and well below the 85 needed to win. And you got to realize when we get there, it's going to be very similar to Congress. They just keep voting till somebody gets to 85. Mm-hmm. So in between, you can do like you talk to the 168 and say, hey, I'll answer questions. Here's what I can do. Here's what I can do. And there isn't one thing that they can ask me that I believe I can't do better than the other candidates because I've been there. This is a huge business. This is what I run, a huge business. I've been there. I've spent my money. I'm not going to take a salary. I'm going to give it back to the RNC. The biggest thing I've been up against is the media. Of course, they don't want me, so they don't even talk that I'm even a candidate.
I know. It's been quite the phenomena, and I noticed it from the beginning. I happen to know that you're the candidate in this race that is the most reaching out to committee members, like you said, flying to meet them, having in-depth conversations with that. I know you're doing exponentially more than anyone else. And yet, when I look at the media, so often you're not even mentioned as a candidate. Why do you think that the media would ignore you in that way? And as I noted to you earlier, certain of this media often take their cues from very establishment Republicans.
Right. Well, let's not go further than we won't name no names, but it rhymes with Fox. Okay. So you got media like Fox and Newsmax. They you would think, and even Salem Media, all of the media outlets that are we consider on the right, the establishment doesn't want me, the Republicans don't want me, and the Democrats don't want me because I believe this uniparty. They know we would get things done and expose things and get this thing running like the way it should instead of the same old. And the media's in on it. I was just reading a report here from the Daily Beast. Here's the Daily Beast, who attacks me all the time, Emerald. They attack me all the time, but yet my name's hardly mentioned in the article. It's way down below. And the MyPillow guy, if he gets nominated in California, that's a lie. I'm already nominated, of course. I couldn't be in this. But it says the two candidates, Harmeet Dillon and Ronna McDaniel, and it leaves me out. Now, why would they? You got to look at yourself. Why would the Daily Beast do this? Did somebody call them up and say, make sure Mike Lindell does not win? He's a threat to the establishment. He's a threat to the uniparty. That's what I believe.
Well, you're clearly already in it. You've committed to this debate, and it will be Ronna will not partake, but it will be you and Harmeet Dillon. And I do know that you and Harmeet see a lot of the same problems, right, with the RNC. There's a lot of congruity there, but there's also where do you differ in your approach to fix what has happened over the last few election cycles and move forward on a more successful path?
And that's a great question. Like last night, we did a town hall from Hawaii, Harmeet, and I showed up, but Rana didn't show up again. She did, she wouldn't come. But what with Harmeet, now here's the difference. Harmeet's a lawyer, and I just, and she's with lawyers, I believe, you know, they're not CEOs. They haven't ran businesses. And this is a huge business. It's not just a silo where a lawyer is usually on the defensive and being kind of in a bubble. Well, here, when you're a CEO, like MyPillow, I have a track record. I have, what I would do is silo everything out, just like I do in my business, and look at every part of the business like it's my only part. So, for example, in the RNC, they were getting 90% of their Gmails were going into spam for almost 6 months. That's a huge problem. They did go after Google. It should have been done immediately. But there's another thing I would have done. I would have said, hey, what about the other 30-some email platforms? We better check out Microsoft, Hotmail, Yahoo. You got to check those out. I do it every day. We have at MyPillow. I've been through all these things where you're marketing. I'm a marketer, yeah, brander, and a messenger. And I would take each thing apart, look at each thing like the only part, to set up a communication hub immediately. 168 heads are better than one, the way it's been run. And I go there, they ask me, Emerald, I'll tell you this one. They've asked me, they said, well, Mike, what are you going to do? Are you going to give us money? You know, Rana gave us money finally this year. And I'm going, you know what? I don't know about that because I don't know the inner works of the RNC, what I can promise. But I said, I can promise you this. I'll be in every state and territory all the time going around on my dime, just like I do now. I was in 48 states this year or last year. And I said, I will be there. We'll do fundraisers and everything for your individual state and for the RNC. I'll bring trust back to the RNC, yeah, where big donors are able to trust that their money is going to get the best return on their investment.
And we will see, by the way, I'm going to say this, based on what I know about Mike Lindell's running a major corporation as a CEO, very successful company, successful marketer, and somebody that will work and has been working day and night to help save our country. This has been going on ever since they attempted to overthrow our country. Mike Lindell has been side by side with President Trump since 2016. He is the only candidate, as far as I'm concerned, that's most qualified, that has the best relationship with President Trump, that will work tirelessly as he has. And I'm going to, you know, I don't know if my endorsement means anything at all, but I'm going to say, and I hope that you guys also agree, that an endorsement of Mike Lindell is, and that's just not going to cut it, Nathan. I don't know what's going on with that. That's just nasty. I mean, it's just garbled trash. Huh? Yeah, that's wild. So we're struggling with some technical issues because I don't know. Is this something that's been going on for a week now? Few days? Yeah. Few days we've been having these issues, but we'll deal with it. Right now it's a little bit garbled, but I'm going to have to offset it. I got to run the board probably from my side. And we will get that done. But this is what I want to do. I want to ask each and every one of you, as we get into our top news headline, to support our show. Number one, you can support our show by supporting Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com/Pete and support Mike Lindell's efforts to help save our country. So help save America. Go to MyPillow.com/Pete. Now, this FBI official who investigated Trump-Russia collusion has been arrested for colluding with Russia. This former FBI agent named Charles McGonigal, who had a hand investigating Trump-Russia collusion, on Saturday was arrested for his ties to Russia. So according to CBS, quote, his ties to Oleg Deripaska, a Russian billionaire who has been sanctioned by the United States, criminally charged last year with violating those sanctions. But in a statement, Michael Driscoll, the FBI assistant director in charge, said the FBI, listen to this, The FBI is committed to the enforcement of economic sanctions designed to protect the United States and our allies, especially against hostile activities of a foreign government and its actors. Blah, 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 blah. They are a criminal enterprise. That's all there is to it. They're a criminal enterprise, ladies and gentlemen. And just yet another one. He just got caught. Probably a patsy that's thrown under the bush. But quote, Russian oligarchs like Oleg Deripaska perform global malign influence on behalf of the Kremlin and are associated with acts of bribery, extortion, and violence, Driscoll said. As alleged, Mr. McGonigal and Mr. Shestagoff, both U.S. citizens, acted on behalf of Deripaska and fraudulently used a U.S. entity to obscure their activity in violation of U.S. sanctions. After sanctions are imposed, they must be enforced equally against all U.S. citizens in order to be successful. There are no exceptions for anyone, including a former FBI official like McGonigal. There you go. But this, you cannot make this stuff up. You just can't. This is why the FBI needs to be obliterated, okay? Destroyed. Shut that thing down, okay? And by the way, we got Republicans that just recently increased their budget, and now the FBI is better funded in order to now arrest upwards of 1 to 2,000 additional people for the January 6th debacle. 1 to 2,000 they're intending to do. Let's go to the telephone line. Who do we have on the line? Brian. We have Brian on the line. Brian, how are you? You're live on the air.
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Good. What do you have to say about our top news headline? Top Russiagate FBI agent arrested for colluding with Russia. What do you have to say? Actually, the FBI tunes into the show more than any other show because they're just sitting there waiting, transcribing, waiting for them to pluck out and, of course, take me out of context and then come bust my door down and come get me to silence me. And they tried to do that before, by the way. They're, you know, what do they say? They're insane, right? Because they keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, right?
Yeah.
So what's going on? What do you have to say about that?
Pretty much the FBI has been involved in a lot of criminal activities, you know, including blackmail and things like that.
That's your comment?
That's pretty much my comment in that regard because of the... I mean, there's just a lot of criminal stuff. I mean, I'm aware of the fact that they're involved in a blackmail scheme of child rape and murder, and that's the FBI and the CIA.
Yeah, of course, the FBI and the CIA being involved in that kind of stuff. That's, I mean, both of those intel services running rogue, pretty much, rogue operations. Very, very true. Do you have any other comments?
Pretty much I'm about to file a petition for rehearing in the Supreme Court case 22-6123.
Hold on a second. Stop. Don't throw numbers. I mean, nobody's going to be Googling those numbers. What is the case about? You're throwing out case numbers. What's the case about?
Sorry about that. It's a blackmail scheme where I've been inquiring whether the federal judges involved in my case were blackmailed and compromised, and the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals refused to do anything about it, and the U.S. District Court refused to have a special master, and that's involving the statements of attorney Lynn Wood, where he said, I believe Chief Justice John Roberts and a multitude of powerful individuals are involved in a blackmail scheme of rape and murder of children captured on videotape.
Okay. And what's your name? You're the petitioner, correct?
Yes.
And I take it you're okay with giving your name out because you're on the petition, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Hold on. Hold on a second. I have Brian David Hill, petitioner. Is it this one right here? Brian David Hill, petitioner?
Yep.
I have your case right in front of me.
That's correct.
Oh, wow. See? Did you know that I pulled this up on air the other day? Brian, are you there?
Yes.
Did you know that I pulled this up? I printed your case, and I pulled this up on air the other day. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I was made aware of it.
You were? Okay. All right, so this is obviously it has to get approved. Talk about the process, because it was approved for certiorari, right?
Yeah.
They've accepted it. It's file stamp copied. Here it is. Now break down again. Say it again, because it sounds pretty shocking what you just said. That there's videotape. And what does the videotape contain?
According to Attorney Lim Wood, he said that the targets are ordered to rape the child on videotape and then murder, you know, shoot the child on videotape, and then the target is forever blackmailed by the blackmailers. And this attorney also said, I believe Chief Justice John Roberts and a multitude of other individuals worldwide are involved in basically being targets of a heinous blackmail scheme, horrendous blackmail scheme of child rape and murder. And another thing he said was he made sure to do his due diligence to at least, you know that the source is credible, his source or sources.
Okay, so you haven't seen the evidence. Has he seen the evidence? Does he have it in his possession?
He has corrected me on, he doesn't actually have it himself, but I believe it's his source or sources.
Okay, so a source of a source of a source, of course. Correct?
Yes.
Yeah, how far do you think that's going to go? Especially when you go to the court and the rapist murderer is actually the Chief Justice. How do you think that's going to go for you?
Well, in the petition for rehearing, I'm bringing up how certiorari was denied on the same day as the Brunson case, and that he did not comply with 28 U.S.C.
Oh my God! Oh my goodness! Seriously, this is I appreciate it. I mean, God bless you for trying, but seriously, I mean, you're better off just going outside on a windy day and ping into the wind, you know. I mean, seriously, think about it, right? Don't you think? You get better results?
Well,
huh?
Good point.
Right? Seriously, where are you going to go? Are you paying for this?
I had to pay a lot for...
You did? Yeah. I'm sure there's a busload of attorneys who would take your money, you know, just keep you pedaling away on the rat wheel. Oh, well, go ahead and appeal it. Ooh. And that's why I call these attorneys chimpanzees. You know, they do as little as possible for the most amount of money, and they love, love, love somebody that's going to pay the money to do refilings, and it's not going to go anywhere, dude. Seriously. And I don't mean to be negative, but I'm just saying, based on our experience, you know, we can't even get them to take a look at an election fraud case that we have plenty of evidence on. So, I mean, unless you can convince me otherwise. Now, you're telling me that a source of a source and a source, of course, and the freaking horse, you know, has the video. Stay right there. We got, you know, I need to provide some level of counseling and therapy for you. Because just listening is very, very awkward. We'll be right back, you guys. Right after this.
I'm Alex Jones, and you're listening and watching The Pete Santilli Show.
Looks like you're not sleeping well.
Yeah, how did you know?
Hey, Megan!
What? Hey, you're that guy!
The My Pillow guy!
That's right, and I'm here to help you get the best sleep of your lives. Oh, you have a down pillow. Here's the problem with down pillows. You lay there, you feel comfortable, and guess what? It goes down, and you got one bent neck. So this pillow's no good, and I see you sleeping on memory foam.
Right.
I'll show you what's wrong with that idea.
Okay.
Sleep's all about too high or too low, and I'm gonna show you where your comfort level would be.
So, you know, that feels better.
Right, that's better, but I'm not gonna sit and hold this all day. So every morning you're getting up like, you know, it's not good. You're sleeping better.
Much better.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
One of the most important challenges our country is facing is healthcare. Hi, this is Pete Santilli, and I want to introduce you to Global Tech, and that's with a K, MD. This is a 100% conservative, patriot-run telemedicine company dedicated to health freedom for all Americans. But don't take my word for it. Just take a look at their board of directors. Deb and I joined Global Tech MD, and I tell you, we couldn't be happier. We got the first month for only $9.95, and you will too by using promo code Pete or by calling 844-GLOBE-MD. That's 844-456-2363, or go to globaltechmd.com. Global Tech MD gives you so much medical guidance without ever leaving the comfort of your home. You get access to U.S. board-certified doctors in your area 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, with no consultation fees, no co-pays, and no walk-in clinics. And the best part is, it covers your entire family. Global Tech MD also gets you up to 85% savings on prescription drugs at participating pharmacies. And did you know, 73% of all doctor visits can be avoided with a simple telemedicine phone call. Stop paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars a month on expensive healthcare. Global Tech MD is redefining what it means to make house calls. Call them from the comfort of your home, and one of their network doctors will call you back within minutes. Don't wait. Call 844-GLOBE-MD or globaltechmd.com today. That's globaltechmd.com.
Do you have more than $50,000 saved for retirement that you can't afford to lose? Can your retirement account stand up to higher taxes, a volatile economy, and high inflation? How about another massive stock market correction, or even another free money round of stimulus payments? 30% of all money ever printed has been in the last 12 months. What do you think would happen to your retirement savings once our government prints even more free money, potentially sending the dollar to the lowest levels in decades, while sending the cost you pay on just about everything higher? Food, gas, steel, lumber, you name it. Can your savings survive? If you have more than $50,000 saved for retirement that you can't afford to lose, then you need to take advantage of this simple, legal, and tax-free 2021 law that could pay you to protect your retirement. That's right. Exploiting this little-known IRS code 408M3 could pay you to protect your retirement. Many Americans do not know about the opportunity this tax law unlocks. You need to take notice of these warnings, learn about these new laws, and follow through on the proven strategies in this free guide. Ready to get your free guide?
Call 855-614-1681 or visit goldco.com/Pete to request your free guide. You'll even pay for the shipping. Be sure to tell them Pete Santilli sent you, and ask them how you can receive $10,000 or more in free silver. Call 855-614-1681 or visit goldco.com/Pete today.
Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern. Visit PeteLive.tv or FrankSpeech.com.
I'm Alex Jones, and you're listening and watching The Pete Santilli Show.
this is no disrespect to Brian. You know, we come together, you know, in the name of Jesus Christ, I will say unapologetically and boldly, no disrespect to Brian. But let's just review things because we have to maintain a certain level of sanity in this very insane world and country that has been hijacked by these criminals. So Brian, let's just do a quick review. The person that is being blackmailed, that is supposedly in the video, the rapist, murderer, blackmailed individual is presiding over the case that you're filing with the Supreme Court. Is that a correct assumption?
Yes.
Okay, and you expect that if you show up to court and you're, let's say, you know, a plaintiff, right, a prosecutor, and you're going to want to prosecute a rape and a murder, and you hear, you know, you're in the courtroom and you hear all rise, and the person wearing the black robe is the rapist and murderer. How do you think that prosecution of that person is going to go with that judge presiding, who is the rapist and murderer?
I don't think it's going to go so good because they're going to protect their own interests.
Right. So you said that you're spending a lot of money on attorneys, correct? Costs a lot of money just to print.
Attorneys, but
it costs a lot of money to print these things, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's thousands of dollars. So you're spending thousands of dollars to prosecute a case against, you know, a rapist, murderer, blackmail, you know, is he a victim who is wearing the robe presiding over your case? Why would you do that?
Because we have to be shown the evil. If people don't know that the system is broken, they'll keep believing in the judicial system, and it will keep going on, and people will keep losing, even if they can win.
Yeah, but you just told me that nobody has shown you the evidence. You're alleging something you haven't even seen the evidence of.
Well, the reason for the prosecution was to ask for a special master to subpoena Lim Wood to have his source or sources provide the videotapes. And if he lied, then Lim Wood should be disbarred. But if he's telling the truth, the videotapes will and should come out to a special master or investigator.
Mm-hmm. And so Lim Wood is, if he's subpoenaed, he'll come forward, correct?
Yes.
And he's agreed to do that. He's told you that he is?
He's not objected to my filings. I've given him plenty of chances, every opportunity. Do you object to this? Do you want me to not file this? And he has not objected to it.
Okay. Well, that's good. And like I said, I love Lin Wood. I do. And I have a lot of sympathy towards Lin Wood. He's been, you know, I mean, a lot of people have. They've been subverted. I believe he's a godly man. I think that he'll tell the truth if he has evidence like that. I do believe that. And this is something that's been in the works for how many years now?
Since 2021, he's brought this up.
2021, he's what?
Brought up about the all these tweets, and my mother showed them to me, and I was like, get screenshots and printouts of this, and days later, she found out the tweets had been destroyed from Twitter.
Of course.
From Lim Wood. I mean, they're gone.
Of course they are. Of course they got to destroy that. These are criminals. These are pedophiles. These are people that are harming our children. There's plenty of evidence of that. And you know, imagine, you know, they're not spending any money, of course, on finding out where all these missing children are. Hundreds of thousands of children go missing every single year, and they have a very low budget for recovering them, for finding them, don't they? Yeah. You know, Brian, listen, I think, you know, I'm sincere when I say this, but, you know, and I made you laugh, which is great because, I mean, the lunacy that we have to deal with in trying to get these criminals to stop doing what they're doing is laughable, right?
Yeah.
The court already has jurisdiction for petitioners, petition for writ of cert. In support of this accompanying application, petitioner states as follows. This application is only to address an issue, a significant emergency important for Chief Justice Roberts. It must be addressed before any proceedings. Now, this went before the entire panel, and they agreed not to see it, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now what?
So pretty much I have to bring up, because it was brought up in another Supreme Court case, that I mean, he's given the appearance, John Roberts, that, you know, he's supposed to at least have the appearance of being impartial and not being involved with the disputed evidence.
He's the guy that's in the video, is he not? Did you say he's the guy that's in the video?
I mean, I haven't seen the video, but Attorney Linwood must have, because he said, I believe Chief Justice John Roberts. I mean, he's the one who's talking about all this.
Okay. Yeah. It's, God bless you for trying, and God bless you for having the means to be able to spend the thousands of dollars to prosecute a case against a child rapist / alleged child rapist, murderer, and victim of blackmail. God bless you for bringing that case with that particular judge in a black robe, being the alleged rapist, murderer, and blackmail victim, being in the robe to preside over the case. Oh my goodness, this is crazy. This is crazy. What's the next angle here? What do you expect to have happen? Are you going to file something for reconsideration?
I've looked at the rules, and the only thing that I think I can file is a petition for rehearing, but I can also file motions with the petition for rehearing.
Yeah. Why'd you call in?
To get the word out about this, because, you know, people at least need to know what's going on, that the system is rigged, and it's rigged because of the blackmail. I mean, the system is just rigged. It's not working.
Oh, you're absolutely right about that. But do you think that the proper venue is the court that is rigged?
Well, I mean, once I go through the process, I can prove it's rigged. Because if I don't go through the process, the brainwashed people will say, go through the process, go through the courts. And once I prove it's rigged, I could go back and say, see, I tried.
Yeah, my goodness. You're trying. I know you are. I can't fault you for that. You certainly are trying. I commend you for that. And I hope you find some humor in highlighting the lunacy of going through this process with the criminals. You know, I hope you do. All right, Brian?
May I give my website, my friend's website out real quick?
I don't feel comfortable doing that because I don't know what it says on that website. And being that we're talking about child porn, is the reason why I'm hesitating. There's a lot of weird things. I haven't seen the website, so I'd have to take a look at it. This is just all really, really fishy stuff. And I prefer right now that you don't send me the website link via social media. I just don't want anybody landing on a website. I mean, it's really, there's a lot of, vicious, nefarious things that happen with websites when our viewing audience lands on them. So that's the only reason why. So please, if you could respect that, I would appreciate it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Jordan Conradson is going to be joining me here in just a few moments here, just about 15 minutes. And let's check to see what's going on in Arizona. There was a hearing. Oh, break. On break? Is that correct? I just had the feed going. Let me see if I can refresh. Nope. They're on break, I guess. There was a Senate Elections Committee hearing, which, everybody's better off going out on a windy day, just ping into the wind, and you'll get much better results. All these grifters up and down the chain of command, from Patrick Byrne, you know, collecting money through his documentary industrial complex, as well as the audits, the millions of dollars that funneled into Arizona for the audits. Our listening audience certainly contributed to that. And what did we get? What do we have in the bag? You know, you figure you go shopping, you got a shopping bag, you pay for goods, you throw the goods in there. What do we have in the bag for the goods that we bought and paid for? Nothing. You get another email from Wendy Rogers asking for a donation to her campaign because she's going to fight the fight. Ladies and gentlemen, the money that they make, here's the deal. This is the Republican method of extracting cash from everyone. There's a ton of money when they lose, but there's no money when they win. So the strategy is just continue losing so that you can continuously take money from the American people. I suggest you not only not give money to these people, but you demand to know what they did with the money that you did give from before. And I'm thinking about seriously leading an effort to file class action lawsuits against these people for fraud, for defrauding the American people, because I don't see where this money that is being funneled by people that ultimately end up, you know, we saw it this weekend with Patrick Byrne attacking me. Can you imagine that? Attacking me with lies, no less. You can't believe what he says because he lied then. Is he going to start telling the truth from this point forward? Patrick Byrne, what is he going to say? Oh, believe me now. Although I lied before, I'm now going to start telling the truth. It's going to be a new mantra that he will take up in order to present his case. Okay, good luck with that. You know, in the next couple of moments here, I'm going to share this with you. We have President Trump at Diamond's Memorial, and here he comes. I want to share this with each and every one of you. Let's do this right now. Share this.
United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, I want to thank you all. This has been an incredible time, a very sad time, but it's a time of celebration too. This is a fantastic woman that we've lost, but we haven't really lost her because she's looking down. And she loved her sister and she loved her family. I talked to her about it. She was a great, passionate woman with a great, big, beautiful brain. And I said, you know, you're very different from your sister. And I just learned that she's really not so different. I thought you were the quiet one, you know? I said, you know, Silk is really smart, but she's very quiet. She's not quiet. And what about the voices I heard tonight? I'll tell you, the voices I heard. Your voice, and it's been incredible. It's really been an incredible time. I don't know. So I've been to many funerals. I've been many events of a lot of different kind, because I don't even know if you call this a funeral. I think I'd call this a real celebration. Right? I really would. I really think it is. It's a celebration. And thank you, Pastor. Great job. But it's a incredible thing. And I don't believe, you know, they told me, I said, give me a little time, because I have a lot of people waiting for me back in a place called Palm Beach, Florida. They said, give me a little time. What do you think it'll take? Oh, about 15, 20 minutes, in and out. I said, well, it can take longer. This is a little longer than 15 minutes, right? I've been sitting here for a long time, but you know what? I've never enjoyed anything more. And I believe that this is one of the most beautiful events I've ever attended. I've attended the biggest events, the rich, the poor. But I have attended the biggest and the best in theory. And I tell you, this is one of the most beautiful I've ever seen. This is one of the greatest tributes I've ever seen. And I just want to thank Silk. We spoke. And I'm so happy we were able to do this and just get it done and just get it done. And all those people that are looking on right now, you have a lot of people looking on. You have a lot of fake news out there that you don't even know they're there. They're there. But, you know, I have a feeling they'll even treat it well because it can be nothing better there. They can't be that fake. There's been no more beautiful tribute to anybody that I've ever seen. So I have a feeling that they're going to treat you very well. I know it's streaming all over, and I know you're going to have a lot of television. And your father got up, and your brother got up. What a voice. Ooh, what a voice. And what a voice. And it was just incredible to watch. And by the way, you are a character, McGee. You know? He's a character. I'll tell you what. He's great. He's great. I bet he was one handsome guy, too. Look at him. Look at him. He was a handsome one. It's the most beautiful family. So I just want to tell you it's incredible. It's such an honor to be here. And I'm glad it was long because, you know, we had a pastor. I had a pastor a long time ago, minister, as we'd call him. And sometimes you go to a church service and it's not, you know, very exciting. We don't want to say that because it's not about excitement. But sometimes you go to a service and you can't get out fast enough, right? But I had a minister years ago, and sometimes great, but I had a minister years ago, Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. You know her? The power of positive thinking. And this reminds me so much of that. You go to church, and you would just like him to tell more. He was a great storyteller, actually, and he told stories relative to religion, sometimes relative not to religion, but he was a preacher at Marble Collegiate Church on Fifth Avenue, which is where I went. And he was an incredible orator, incredible speaker, actually. Silk at all. I just